Hello again, everybody. This is Kevin Gulley, the editor of Carousel Connect, and today we're talking BYOD. And what the BYOD, the bring your own device phenomenon, means to enterprises, the challenges it creates, how businesses should be addressing mobility to ensure security, capability, and ease of management. And I'm happy today to be joined by Robert Fenstermacher, the Director of Product and Solutions Marketing at Aruba. Aruba Networks is a longtime Carousel partner, and as many of you know, Aruba is a leading voice in BYOD and a provider of next-generation network access solutions for the mobile enterprise. Robert, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely our pleasure. I thought I'd start out by talking about the fact that things are moving so fast in the BYOD space. When you talked about individual devices, I mean, 3 years ago, everything was BlackBerry. The companies owned them. The companies controlled them. People were getting email on them, but there wasn't much more going on. And when you compare that to today, a world of tablets and smartphones and mobile employees that want to use their own devices and bring them to work, things have changed dramatically. I mean, when we spoke with your colleague Manav last year, the wave was just starting to crest, but it seems like it's really breaking now. Where is BYOD in the IT team's priority list from your seat at Aruba? Has it really gone up the ladder at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gone way up. There was really a critical series of events that happened in the marketplace to accelerate BYOD really faster than I think anyone expected. And this was primarily iDevices, right? This was the iPhone, and this was the iPad. These are devices that people were so passionate about that they demanded that their IT department support them. And now, of course, you know, 100% of all Fortune 500s have ratified iOS, and it really is pervasive across the enterprise. And so that, I think, was the catalyst for a much more significant change that we're even seeing taking place today, where employees want to select all of their own technology, right? Not just their iPhone, but they want to select their own laptop. They want to bring in their tablet. And we're even seeing a lot of companies get behind this trend and actually offer employees a stipend so that they're no longer procuring the equipment and giving it directly to employees. They're actually allowing them to choose their own technology. So it really is top of mind. And IT departments, you know, have a lot to think about when it comes to how they support BYOD.
Right. I mean, obviously, when you're talking about bringing in all these employee-owned devices with multiple different operating systems, iOS you mentioned, but also Android and maybe different flavors of Android, depending on the device manufacturer, creates a lot of challenges for IT. So what are the challenges that they are looking at in these businesses, and what are the kinds of things that they're looking to address?
I mean, obviously, BYOD is a big opportunity in some respects because it kind of allows them to extend the influence of technology, and that's important from the CIO's perspective. But there are really a lot of concerns, especially as you look, like you say, at the extent of types of devices and operating systems that they have to support. And I think what it really comes down to in most of the organizations I've talked to is security, right? So how do you securely get these devices onto the network? What types of access privileges do these personal devices have? What, you know, to the network, to applications, data, and then what happens to these personal devices if they're lost? What happens to the secure corporate data that exists on these devices? Or what happens, you know, now that those devices were set up to automatically access the corporate network? How do you revoke access privileges for those devices? But I think a lot of these concerns really circle around this concept of security, and these are the questions that most of these organizations are asking.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been hearing at Carousel as well. Obviously, we've been spending a lot of time with our customers discussing mobile device and BYOD strategy, and obviously in many instances, along with Aruba, when we're having these discussions, and security is certainly a big issue. But from your seat, there are obviously a lot of different components of a BYD or a mobile device strategy that help create a secure environment, help create an effective environment, one that's going to help the business execute and take advantage of this mobility. From your perspective, what are the different components of an effective mobile device strategy? What is it, securing the devices, securing the data at rest, making sure that the company is aware of the devices that are accessing and what types of devices are accessing, user productivity? What are the key components of a effective mobility strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, first of all, it's probably going to depend
depend on the customer environment, but what we typically recommend is that each organization establishes their own workflow for BYOD that's appropriate for their environment. And that usually includes some common components across different organizations. So, you know, the first thing that most organizations are going to look at is a process for actually getting devices onto the network without having to involve the help desk and doing so in a secure manner. So this is things like automatically configuring the device's settings, the network settings and the security settings, reviewing the device's security posture, and so on. And this really replaces more of a manual process today of bringing that device to IT support or to help desk, or redirecting that user to a URL where they have to follow a list of directions. So getting the device onto the network is, you know, really the first step in figuring out how to do that.
That's sort of a mobile device management layer. Is that sort of the MDM?
I think it's the process of device onboarding. And
right.
I think MDM is a term that is still evolving. And certainly a lot of MDM solutions do support that concept of onboarding the device. But it, as a generic term, it's really just getting the device securely onto the network and making that device productive, for that employee or for that user. So it's looking at everything from what's on the device to the settings of the device. And then the next step, I think, is actually defining and invoking the appropriate access policies for that device. So it's really looking at all of the context around the connection, right? From who the user is, their role in the organization, what type of device they're using, what OS version they're using on that device, their location, ownership of the device, is it a personal device versus a corporate-owned device, and looking at all of those pieces and then enabling the appropriate access policy, the appropriate access privileges to the network, and then, of course, looking at that in real time as the context of that connection changes. So that's really the second piece. And then I think the third piece is about enforcement of those policies, obviously. And that's the reason I separate that out is because secure enforcement of policies is a completely different action that you will want to take. And you'll want to take that not just at the point of connection, but as the user moves and as they connect to different components of the network, right? As they connect to wired, to wireless, as they connect over VPN from a remote location, as they connect outdoors, and so on and so forth. And that can be across different types of infrastructure and across different vendors. And then I think the last piece of this workflow, if you will, is actually considering what lives on the device, right? What applications should be available to that device? How do you handle the management of the data that actually goes on that device, and so on? And all for, you know, I think for this to be a valid BYOD workflow, you also need to take into account all of the different types of devices that connect to the network, right? All the major mobile operating systems, for instance, not just iOS, not just Android, but you need to also think about Windows, you know, Windows devices, need to think about Mac OS, and so on. Because now BYOD isn't just, like you were saying before, it's not just iPhones anymore. It's not just Android devices anymore. It's people actually selecting their primary computing devices, their laptops, and so on and so forth.
That's a great explanation. I mean, one of the things that I know you folks are focusing on, and we've been talking with our clients a little bit more and been having the discussion about them, is this concept of context-based networking. And there are a lot of different components of that that need to be taken into consideration, because it used to be which computers are plugged into the network, right? And then it was which laptops are accessing the network wirelessly. But now it's multiple devices per user. It's multiple operating systems per user. It's potentially putting in layers of enforcement around which applications perhaps people can get when they're accessing things from a certain location on certain types of devices. What has been the changing in thinking in that in the last year? Because obviously that concept was just in its nascent sort of birth stage a year ago, but now businesses are really saying, okay, if we're going to do this and this is going to be the standard operating procedure for our company going forward with multiple people, multiple devices, multiple locations, multiple operating systems, how are people sort of thinking about that these days, and how is context-based networking playing a part in that?
I think the concept of looking at all of the aspects of a connection is going to be much more important with BYOD. And you're absolutely right. The different aspects of context are going to be more important. For instance, you know, before you might just look at what type of device is connecting and make a policy decision based on whether it's a laptop or a smartphone. And that's important, but I think, you know, now you also want to take into components like ownership model, right? Is it something that the corporation has issued, or is it something that you went out and purchased at an electronics store? You know, similarly, if you just look at the user identity, you're looking at more than just guest versus employee now. You're looking at different types of guests coming into your network, everything from contractors to temporary employees. And on the employee side, you're looking at people with different levels of responsibility. The same is, you know, true with location, especially if you consider these devices today. These are devices that can easily and seamlessly move between a public network and a private network because they typically have a Wi-Fi radio and they have a cellular radio. So you want to be able to ensure that the appropriate policies are invoked, whether that device is connected to the Wi-Fi, corporate Wi-Fi, or if it's connecting over cellular using VPN to get back to the corporate network. So you now have much more complex policies that you need to think about on the network. And so this is what organizations are starting to think through right now as they think about BYOD. So they're thinking about, okay, how do I set up the appropriate context-based policy for personal devices? Do I set up a limited access zone? And what does that limited access zone look like depending on the type of device and where someone is connecting and so on and so forth? And, you know, the same might be true. There are now policies that people have to think about when a personal device is lost, right? A corporation never had to think about that before, but now a personal device may have been set up for secure access to the corporate network. So do I set up a revocation policy so that, you know, a device that has been lost or stolen no longer can gain access to the network? So they're really, truly, you know, I think context-based networking is going to become much more important than it ever was because of BYOD.
With that said, there's a lot of complexity that comes along with this. You're talking about almost exponential complexity in terms of the number of variables from a network topography and a user management perspective that need to be taken into consideration. It seems that this would lend itself towards a more robust, centralized management solution that will allow businesses to be able to, and the network managers and the folks who are responsible for the onboarding and the offboarding and, you know, the management of all these various types of devices. It seems like there'd be a much larger need for a centralized dashboard view of the network topography and all these different devices coming on and off. Is that something that is gaining in awareness amongst businesses as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would say it's not just network management, but I think there's a growing need to consolidate all network services, right? If you take the example of a typical employee of, let's say, an enterprise, they're going to come in the morning and dock their laptop, probably, in which case it'll be connected to a wired network. Then when they go to a meeting or they go to a colleague's office, they undock that laptop and it's connected to the wireless network. And the wireless network, you know, IT is having to look at a separate management system. There's different code versions for that wireless network. There's separate firewall policies, separate UI, separate VLANs, and on and on. And then, you know, the next thing that happens is that user may go work remotely from a coffee shop or from home, or they may go to a remote office. And so you have a separate network now that you're managing and maintaining and setting up policies and VLANs and firewall rules. And you go outdoors and it's different, and you connect over cellular and it's different. And so what you really want to do is start to consolidate as much as possible from, you know, network control to network management to access control. And that's just for, you know, we just talked about one device there. It's exponentially worse as you start to add on additional devices like smartphones and tablets. So I would absolutely say that there is a growing need to bring this all into a single interface and a single point of control across the entire network. And incidentally, that means, you know, not just across network types, right, wired versus wireless versus remote, but also across different vendors, because I don't know of many organizations that have the exact same vendor for VPN concentration as they do for Wi-Fi, as they do for wired, as they do for outdoor, and so on.
Well, but Aruba's trying to change that, right?
Well, I mean, we want to accommodate BYOD, you know, in whatever network environment that exists. So this, you know, we don't want to go in and say, oh yeah, you know, if you want to support BYOD with Aruba infrastructure, then you need to have Aruba on the wired side. You need to have us for outdoor mesh. You need to have us for Wi-Fi. I mean, certainly we'd be happy if you did. We don't want to make that a limitation for people using our BYOD solution.
Understood. One of the things I wanted to jump into for a second was the idea that you touched on of application control as one of the many variables that is getting more important, especially since people are accessing things in all kinds of different ways. And as you said, users have different levels of responsibility and access to information. And we've certainly been focusing a lot on that here at Carousel, as well as on the blog, because it seems like the application layer is an area that there's a lot of bad guys exploiting right now. A lot of people who are hacking and they're using phishing attacks and doing different things as ways to be able to find their way in, maybe through a back door inside of an application. How is that connected to the BYOD layer and that concept of context-based networking and accessing information from different tools? And does that add an extra layer of complexity from an application control perspective as it comes to multiple different devices?
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a developing area, and you know, the focus I would say with MDM vendors, what we have been advocating as an approach is to control application use on the network. So it's actually pretty tough for an IT department to dictate what apps can and can't be loaded on somebody's personal device. I think it's what you want to be able to do is to take action from an access control perspective to permit or deny the use of those applications when that device is on the corporate network. And then, you know, the benefit here is that, you know, you don't necessarily have to say, okay, only these applications are allowed on the device when it comes into the network and these aren't. It basically allows you to say a device can have anything on it, but we are going to limit what applications are used. And in many cases, you know, some organizations we've talked to don't allow really any corporate apps to be used. They want everything basically to be done through virtualization, an option as well. And then the added benefit of being able to identify applications and take control of applications is you can do other things like quality of service actions. So for instance, if the network sees an app that's latency sensitive, for instance, like Unified Communications, you can use that to influence quality of service on the network, for instance, on the Wi-Fi network, so that you can prioritize that traffic over other applications. So we really take the network view of that problem, if you will, by looking at permitting and denying and then prioritizing apps when necessary.
Aruba has really been working, as I mentioned, since last year when we had a similar podcast and we're discussing this topic. Things have really evolved. And so is your product line. Which components of these different layers that we've been discussing, whether that be the onboarding, the context networking, the enforcement policies, application control, which of these is Aruba actively focusing on addressing with their platform at this point?
Pretty much everything that we've talked about up to now is something that is addressed by the Aruba product line. So there's really two different components of an Aruba solution. There are the what we consider to be the on-ramps, the access on-ramps to the network. And Aruba provides a complete portfolio of these, from the Wi-Fi infrastructure to, you know, Ethernet wired infrastructure to remote office. And that's really the access component, and Aruba has a whole portfolio there. Then there is the concept of network services. And on the network services side, this is where a lot of these BYOD functions live. Everything from network management across, you know, all different types of infrastructure and all different types of vendors as well, to access management. And the access management side, this is where a lot of these BYOD functions live, from profiling the device that gets on the network to scanning the device for its security posture, to basically set up a baseline security before a device gets onto the network, to guest access functions, all the way to securely onboarding the device, right? So automatically provisioning and configuring that device for getting onto the network. So if you look at the different pieces of that, the management side is our Airwave product line, and then all of the access management components are the ClearPass product line. And the product within ClearPass is called ClearPass Policy Manager, and then you would license that Policy Manager appropriately based on what type of BYOD functions you wanted.
So one last question, you just brought it up very briefly, but the idea of the wireless networks and on-ramps and whatnot, one of the conversations we have quite often with our customers and prospects is the idea of network capacity, especially to wireless, because businesses are putting more and more stress on their wireless networks all the time. BYOD obviously adds another layer where people are accessing the Wi-Fi with their cell phones because they know the passwords, mm-hmm. and maybe they're not using their wireless plans, and they're bringing their tablets into work. And now we've got multiple devices connecting to APs that weren't necessarily meant to be handling all those or weren't designed. What about the idea of BYOD, even though people are very mobile with it, having all these devices in the office, and how that's impacting the wireless network?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The impact of wireless is pretty extensive when you consider that most of these devices have Wi-Fi built in. And in many cases, you know, they will prefer Wi-Fi for that reason. You know, a lot of users will set up the settings, the preferences on their device such that it always chooses a Wi-Fi connection if one is available, because it's not using cellular data. So yeah, the Wi-Fi network is absolutely impacted. People were, for the most part, building out Wi-Fi networks for coverage. If you looked at how people built networks, you know, even just a couple of years ago, and now people really have to start thinking about building Wi-Fi networks for capacity. Right, really, the density requirements of having all these bring-your-own-device, you know, all of these smartphones and tablets and even personal laptops connecting to the network. So this is about, you know, this is about overall capacity. And fortunately, the standards, the 802.11 standards helped with that. 802.11n, the latest standard, provides significantly more capacity. So more devices can connect to the network. And then there's a lot of things that vendors have done, like that Aruba has done, to improve the capacity as well. Things like intelligently load balancing clients across the available radios and across the available spectrum. It's things like moving these clients and these devices into the wireless bands that have the most capacity, specifically moving you from the 2.4 gigahertz band to the 5 gigahertz band. It's things like implementing airtime fairness algorithms so that all of the devices trying to connect get an equal share of that Wi-Fi capacity. There's basically a lot of automation that's being done on the Wi-Fi side to ensure that you have a more reliable connection. Because the reality is that Wi-Fi is becoming the primary network connection in most enterprises. So not only does it need to be secure enough to support that, but it needs to be reliable enough. It needs to be the equivalent of pulling an Ethernet connection out of the air, right? People aren't going to tolerate drops in connection. And more importantly, they aren't going to tolerate their applications, their business applications, not working. So you need to have reliable applications, you need to have a reliable connection, even when you have very high density of devices.
Well, Robert, this has been a very interesting conversation. It's insightful to be able to speak with someone from Aruba who's sitting right in the boiling edge of this trend as it's continued to evolve in the marketplace and learn about the ways that you guys are thinking about addressing it and being able to hear how what you're hearing from your customers about their concerns. So I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Kev. Thanks for having me.
This has been Robert Fenstermacher from Aruba Networks. And Aruba, as I mentioned, is a longtime Carousel partner. We're excited to be working with them on these types of projects. And you can find out more about them at arubanetworks.com. They've got a whole section on BYOD, which is worth digging into. Robert, thanks again for your time. And we look forward to continuing to work with you on BYOD projects and wireless projects going forward.
Great. Thank you.